Eats and Beats Wednesday. Carlos, this is an interview we've been looking forward to for a while because that place right there at 27th and Welton, the Welton Street Cafe, has been there. And we're like, we got to get them on. That's we true. Pass the restaurant every day. We got to get them on. Finally, Fathima Dickerson decided to join us this morning. Good morning and welcome
good
to First
morning.
Day. So good
nice
to have you here.
Nice to
be here.
Yeah. All right. I want to hear what you just said about why people go out to eat. It's all about the food, right?
It is all about the food. People come for the food.
And?
They come for their waitress. That's a little tough to say, but they come to see their favorite waitress. They come to see people they haven't seen in a while. There's so many family reunions, and yeah. It's beautiful. I love seeing it. People are smiling, happy to be there because they always see someone they want to see.
It's about the food and it's about the people. Uh-huh. Tell me about the people that built this restaurant back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Welton Street Cafe has been there for a while.
It's been there. I'm 27. Young, 27. I've had this restaurant my whole life.
Okay. So you're sleeping on the floor. And
I tell people my address is 2736 Welton Street. My parents have been involved in this place. They still play a big part, both my mom and dad. Me and my brother, we're pretty much the head of it as
okay.
well. And we have a staff. We're a little short-staffed.
We'll get to that in a second. The Welton Street Cafe, 2736 Welton Street. Blowing it up on the internet. You're 4.9 out of 5 on Google. Yelp, 4 out of 5. UrbanSpoon.com, 5 out of 5. Yeah, you guys are just killing it.
Yeah, I think you're ready for Gordon Ramsay to show up, you know, from the Food Network.
Oh, I love the Food Network. So,
yeah,
I do.
I think we're ready for Gordon to make an appearance.
But there's no kitchen nightmares.
I probably do. stories.
You didn't tell her we were going to talk about that.
So well,
stick to the script, Steve.
The script out the window. Now, you're open afternoons and evenings for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Part of Five Points Nightlife.
Yeah. We close at 9:30. We stop taking orders at 10. But if business kind of dies down around 9 o'clock, we will close the kitchen up.
So all the visitors at Cervantes are coming down there.
Cervantes loves us. We love Cervantes. They patronize us so much, and I love them for that.
Fathima Dickerson from the Welton Street Cafe, part of the Dickerson family that has run this restaurant as long as she can remember. You mentioned staffing. And so describe what it takes to be a server in a restaurant.
I like to go to other restaurants just to see how their wait staff operates. I like to greet my customers. Whenever I see people walk in, I like to acknowledge them some way. I don't like people really waiting. Within 10 seconds, say hello. Mm-hmm. At least do that. Yeah. Constantly check on them. I like that our restaurant is personal. We have a lot of people who come, like I said, for the waitress. So I know people by name. I try to remember orders. And so that it's welcoming. People want to come back for that reason. These people know me, and this is why I come here.
The website is on Facebook, Welton Street Cafe. The quotes on Urban Spoon, the catfish is amazing. Some of the best Southern soul food I've found in Denver. How about that?
Well, that was going to be my next question. What are overall the most favorite dishes of people who come there? I mean, what is the kitchen really pumping out that's really good on a daily basis?
Well, I can't say this enough. The catfish sells out of control. The fried chicken dinners. It is a longer wait, but the fried chicken dinners sell out of control.
Yeah.
Our pâtés, they're popular because no one makes pâtés.
Mm.
So our pâtés, even our cheeseburgers, our honey hot wings. Everybody likes honey hot.
Mm.
It's something about honey hot. They want that on everything. French fries, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches. It's crazy.
Our producer, Susan Gatchery, says best wings in town.
Susan, that's what she likes, the honey hot.
Well, and she knows.
She's in there all
now,
the time.
Now, would you recommend come with time, though? Don't be in a hurry. What's the deal here?
It's not fast food.
It's not fast food, okay. And I have to tell that to people.
All right.
We have gotten a lot better with our service, though, on the weekends, mm-hmm. and when it's extremely busy, people should expect a longer wait time, and I will communicate that to anybody.
Okay.
Fathima Dickerson comes to us from the Weldon Street Cafe right there at 2736 Weldon. It's an institution. They are there. They're alive. It's going great. And come on by for some of that catfish.
Well, exactly. You know, catfish in the Five Points area is legendary. Yeah. Pierre's used to put out the, you know, really good catfish for many, 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 many
catfish
years.
Catfish war.
And you would never go to Pierre's and expect that you're going to walk out of there 15, 20 minutes later. Good food takes a while mm-hmm. to cook and prepare. And the other part, as you're saying, it's about the whole aspect of feeling welcome and that one-on-one personal touch, coming mm-hmm. around and knowing who people are. And also customers getting to know you as well and all your staff.
Oh, definitely.
Fathima Dickerson is always looking for a good wait staff and looking for the KUV audience to drop in and say what's up. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Weldon Street Cafe. I can smell the honey hot right now.
What time do you open?
We open at 11.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I know. I'm here early.